Yeah, it's great to come down here to the University of Minnesota. I know Jerry Kill and the outstanding job that he does with these kids, and they have a lot of kids that I know will get signed with as free agents. They had three kids there this year that were at the combine. I know none of them did some running, but I know they're going to do some drills. But and this is one of the top pro days in the country when you come in here and the way they have it organized. It just speaks to Coach Kill and their program. So, all right, go ahead and shoot. Anyone have any other questions?
Impression to Max Williams just from the combine.
He's a great kid. I think everybody knows about his athletic skill set and what he can do in a passing game. He's a young player. Shows a lot of speed, plays fast when he catches the ball. Continues to improve as a run blocker, so he's going to have, I believe, a very productive career in the NFL.
How about David Cobb? Can he be a featured back in this
game? Yeah, he's got very good vision. He runs well between the tackles. He has enough speed once he gets out in the open field. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. I know he pulled his left quad during the combine. So I know there'll be a lot of teams coming through and working him out once he's healthy before the draft.
Will you guys do one of them?
Well, it's right down the street, so I imagine we'll look at our schedule and see if that's potentially a possibility. I can't see in the future right now, but he had a very productive year last year.
Did you follow Max the last couple of years? I mean, as closely as you could being right here in the Metro?
Well, I go to the games, when they're so you get an opportunity to see some of these kids, and sometimes you'll put a star by a kid that maybe is an underclassman or a young guy that sticks out that may be a potential guy down the road. So, and then I know this year, and this was before just watching tape on them because we don't do it till after they declare for the draft. But I was at the Iowa game, and some of the catches he made in that Iowa game were pretty special.
What's your history of seeing guys at pro days, or specifically this one? I guess maybe Marcus Sherrills was one. Maybe guys that weren't invited to the combine and you didn't know a lot about him. Boom, all of a sudden, hey, this guy can play.
Yeah, and that's what's a huge advantage for us to come down here, because there's a lot of the smaller school kids or guys that may have got overlooked that worked at this pro day. We've brought, Adam Thielen was here as well. And then we bring those guys through a lot of times at our rookie mini camp after the draft. And we were very fortunate. There's a lot of talent in these small schools that may get overlooked. But, we have the opportunity to make sure that we look at all these kids. And a lot of these kids will potentially be invited to our rookie mini camp.
What's the biggest thing you want to see from Cobb once he's back from the injury?
I think it's just, I know what type of person he is. We've been in front of him. We'll probably, get to know him even more. But the thing is, what you like to get at the pro days is when your coaches can actually coach them on the field. It gives them an opportunity to get a feel for, as he's doing some things that maybe we're going to do on an offensive standpoint, how quickly he picks it up, how quickly he responds to our coaches. So not only are you looking to the physical attributes, but also trying to get a feel for what the kid's going to be like when you have to coach him.
What's your understanding of his timeline, when he'll actually be able to start?
He can address that. I have no idea.
Okay.
I have an idea, but I'd rather have him address that.
Adrian Peterson question. First time you've had a chance to talk since last Thursday's ruling. He came out with a statement Friday, didn't even mention the Vikings. Did you find that out?
No, I'm just saying, we are able to have communication now with Adrian. We'll keep all those communications internal. I don't want to sit here and give you guys a blow-by-blow every day. And, I think it's been very clearly stated that we want Adrian Peterson back. There's no question about, the talent, and he's a unique talent. And, he's under contract with us next year.
Do you believe there's a rift going on between you and the Vikings and Peterson now?
I'm not going to get into anything on that front.
Rick, is it still a situation where Coach Zimmer can only have limited contact with them? Is that the same rule as normal?
No. Now we can have open dialogue, open contact. There's no restrictions from that standpoint.
So how often have you talked with him?
Again, I'm not going to get into a blow-by-blow description of when we talk or what's going on. I'll just tell you that we are able to have communication with him.
He said he was uneasy about potentially returning. I mean, do you think that's something where you and Mike and whoever else might be able to...
We'll leave all our talks internal. Yeah,
I don't want... Or making progress?
You can ask me all the Adrian Peterson questions you want. I can tell you that we're going to have, and we have, open communication with him, and we'll just leave all those discussions, you know, between us and Adrian.
Do you consider the ruling beneficial to you, because now you can talk to him, and also you'll know by March 10th rather than April 15th, most likely, you know, what you can do with him potentially?
I'll just say it's beneficial that we're able to talk to him, just like it's beneficial we're able to talk to any player.
And you have already, though.
Huh?
You have already talked.
I'll say we've had open dialogue. Leave it at that. I'm not going to confirm or deny everything, anything like that. We're able to have communication with Adrian Peterson. I'll leave it at that. Any more on University of Minnesota?
How aggressive will you be next week with the start of free agency?
I think, you know, more likely we'll just sit back unless something unique pops up. There's some things that we're still working through internally. You know, most of the top, I imagine, we'll find out. I think today is the deadline for the tag, if I'm not mistaken, today. So a lot of those top guys, I imagine, will get tagged. But, you know, we've been pretty patient through free agency. And, you know, we feel good about a lot of these young kids that we have on our roster that could potentially step up and fill some of the voids if we do lose some of our guys. You know, Rob Brzezinski is working through some of our current guys now before March 10th, and we'll see how that goes. But there's a lot of work, you know, that we have to get done this week. And then once free agency starts, we'll just, you know, we'll kind of probably lay in the weeds a little bit and see what happens.
Is there a chance of letting anybody else go before March 10th? Do you have to?
Yeah, you guys will read about it in the paper if there's anything that we do.
We are the paper.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. No, this wasn't friends.
Do you guys anticipate using your tag today?
No, we will not use our tag.
Do you think you talked about a patient approach in free agency? Do you think you'll probably do that with some of your own free agents as well, and maybe let them see what's out there?
It's as you have dialogue with their agents. We had dialogue with all their agents down at the combine. Sometimes, you know, if there's a deal to get done, we'll try to get it done. But, you know, the other side, maybe they want to see what's on the open market. And they are open for returning here, but they just want to see what their value is on the open market as well.
How do things stand with Chad Greenway? I mean, what's his situation? Do you think he'll be back? Is he going to have to take a pay cut to come back?
I'm not going to get into any business side. You know, and Chad Greenway, I think everybody knows what type of player in person he's been, and we'd love to have Chad Greenway finish as a Minnesota Viking.
When do you have to have that kind of wrapped up, you know, as I know he's under contract?
He's under contract. There's no deadline. We're under the cap. There's no deadline.
Is it rare, not to slight any of the free agents you have, but is it rare not to have any, you know, I guess, considered high-profile free agents you have to worry about keeping in the fold, like maybe Everson last year?
Yeah, that's what we try to do. We try to be as aggressive as we can on getting those guys before they hit
like
free agency done, like Kyle, like Brandon this year. And, you know, if you look over the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to have, you know, some high-priced guys coming up. And so not only are you planning for this year, but you also have to look into the future, and you have to make sure you have enough from a business standpoint to be able to extend some of those younger guys that I know that we're going to have to face coming up here in the near future.
Is that kind of what, you know, Mike at the combine said to us, basically, is with a free agent, it's kind of an unknown. At least with your own guys, you kind of know what they have.
You've coached them, you've developed them, and I think the best way to maintain continuity and maintain success is to, you know, draft well, to keep those young guys, and those are the guys that you really want to hone in and extend.
You feel maybe